This is Joan Breibart. It's Body Conversations and March 25th, 2024. The subject is Physical Mind, Bridging, and Amnesty. So why don't I talk about bridging to begin, because other Pilates companies such as Bozzi and Balanced Body and I guess Polestar have bridging programs. And this is not similar to what we do, but it's at least the idea that you're certified by another organization and for whatever reason you want to leave that and bridge. So most of the companies are charging a huge fee just to register. I think Balanced Body, it's $150 to register. And then you essentially redo your certification. And that's typical, but that's not what we do. We have a fee and it's $150 to take our exam. And then, of course, become familiar with what we're doing today, which is in our description, what Joe Pilates would do if he were here today. So that's the reason why we really don't make a huge deal about whether you can cue teaser on the reformer. First of all, we came up with the very first certification. And, you know, certainly at that time when people thought teaser was an appetizer, an elephant, an animal, nobody had a clue what any of this stuff was. But that's not the way it is today. Everybody knows almost every exercise, probably have done them multiple times. There's, you know, millions and millions of free Pilates videos. You can easily get home use reformers. It's just so opposite. But again, people have to remember there was no internet when we started in 1991, and we put out a certification that was essentially the mat work, because we had done two videos working out the Pilates way, one and two, and created the mini reformer, which went on to become the Pilates performer, which wasn't what we wanted or expected. We were simply figuring out or trying to how people who wanted to be certified or were interested in states where there was not even one reformer could experience these exercises. So that gives you some framework. But at any rate, you know that October 19th, 2000, the Pilates name was liberated, and all the people who were suing everyone who was trying to teach or use the Pilates method had to quit, and then they came up with this wonderful term, classical Pilates. So that's sort of the background. But what we're really trying to say is we know what everyone learns in every certification. And today, when people are teaching 12 people on a reformer some exercises that are modified, remember we created the idea of modification and variation, variation being it's more difficult, modification is that it's simpler, less complex. It really doesn't matter that you know every single fact about someone's anatomy, because it's not going to come into play. And reformer classes have taken over the industry. And on the other hand, you know, we still have people teaching mat work, which most people would recognize as not really useful or appropriate for the majority of the population. So we want people to bridge to us, because then they become familiar with what we're doing, which we believe is really the future, which is Pilates, but Pilates for the 21st century. And that, of course, includes our products. So recently, just to sort of test this, we dropped the price, and it's going to be this half price, really, until May 16th. And many people have chosen to switch. And someone who's who never left us and is actually one of our certifiers too, because we still have some of that, said, well, of course, because Physical Mind is the best program. And she's been with us 25 years. And I said, well, that sounds good, but I don't really think that's the reason. I think the reason that they're bridging is because they're bored, and they should be. And also, our CECs are so much really cheaper. And as some people have said who've done them, wow, you immediately get things you can use in your teaching to make it more interesting, to make it stand out, even if most of the time you are teaching 12 people on a reformer, you also probably are doing some privates, or more than that, you are seeing people in their homes or online, and that's where the Physical Mind products are important. Or you have people that really come to the reformer class, but you know, will benefit from owning a parasitter, and you explain that to them or teach them that. So I whether we had the best program or still have the best program, I don't really think is that relevant. Or in the same way, it isn't with these other organizations, because we are not able to teach what I know as Pilates. We're having people do exercises on a reformer. Now, in fact, if they were doing exercises on my chair, the MVE, they would probably get a better workout, using that term that everyone thinks means sweating. But they're on the reformer because they think of that as synonymous with Pilates. So that's where it is at the moment. You probably know that the entire industry is in flux. Weight Watchers stock is $1.90, I think. Their sales are falling every single day. They're maybe 800,000. They were a billion, almost 10 years ago. So, you know, that's really a marker that people have to pay attention to. Peloton, most people see, no one wants to do anymore. So you're in a period of change, and of course, it's all fostered by Ozempic and these other drugs, and we'll see where that ends up. But we anticipated this, and so we developed these products, which are not gimmicky and that benefit everybody and have all too many purposes, really. So it makes it that people get confused, but that's how it was in the beginning of Pilates. Believe me, no one liked the reformer. People, of course, the press called it a medieval torture device, and that stuck in almost every single article in the 90s. That was what they described it as. But it was also that people didn't like that actual machine, and of course, they didn't understand it either. But that's it. So our bridging program is taking an exam. You take it online. I think you get two tries, maybe three. It's not hard if you've been through a reputable company's program, whether it was 5 years ago or 10 or even longer. It's not for everyone. We do require you to fill out a questionnaire and tell us what you're doing, but it is not that we think that the Physical Mind approach or method and the focus on fundamentals and on really looking at the body is critical, because people are not able to use it, given what the public wants. So that's what our bridging is. Now, amnesty is something else, because no one has it. No one has amnesty. And that's why I invented it. And what is it? Since we were the first, we really had, in the early 2000s, you know, quite a few people who'd been through the Physical Mind program. But because I was interested in innovation and following Joe's lead, we were not offering all of these endless CECs. And that was, of course, when the Pilates Method Alliance came about. I never thought much of it. And I have to say I was wrong, because everyone left us and took their exam. And so, I don't mean everyone, but many people, and everyone believed in it and they thought it was wonderful and whatever. Right now, from what I can tell, it's on life support and no one cares about it. And it's really interesting, someone who has been to maybe 7 of the conventions and is certified by PMA or NCT, whatever it is, says it's ruined the industry. I wouldn't go that far, but it was a diversion. It was not something that really helped anyone other than some people who could present there. And other people who went there and dispensed with their CECs by taking some live kind of workshop. Let's go back to the beginning, which was 1991. We had no idea about CECs. We couldn't even figure out how to get a certification program going when there were hardly anyone with studio to teach it. And I've mentioned before when we had the first transmittal of the program, which was in September 1992, all these people came and most of whom had no idea what a transmittal was. So at any rate, it was a very long start. And eventually, of course, it all happened and certification became a huge business as we were retreating from it and moving into what we thought would be a new direction, and now it's showing that it is because people are finally getting it. Anyway, so why amnesty? Because all those people who were physical mind certified left and went to PMA, which is no longer really that functional. So now they're looking back and they have to keep it up. They have to keep CECs because you need a document if you're going to work at some club Pilates or a health club or another studio. And so they're coming back, and that's what amnesty is. And basically, it really is just an introduction to what we're doing now. Circular Pilates, which everyone who's taken it loves it. And eventually, that's what people will be teaching, not mat work. Standing Pilates, we also want you to go and do the mat work with Thai 4 or Thai 4X because that transforms it. And to try the product. So it's very easy, very simple. Again, it's available and people are doing it. And no one else has it. It's really when your certification was with physical mind and it lapsed because the industry standard is that every 2 years you have to do continuing education. And we never even knew that when we started. I mean, I don't think we even knew it until the early 2000s. And of course, other people didn't know it. I think it was National Sports and Conditioning Association at one point did not know it, and they issued sort of a certificate without an expiration, and so therefore those people never had to take CECs. There were others, but we were certainly clueless, and all the Pilates industry was. And I think this was all started by IDEA and Kathy Davis and getting people to come to these conventions to get rid of their CECs. So that's a history lesson in this industry, which really is changing now anyway. And I'm talking about the diet and exercise, or what people want to call wellness, is undergoing huge change, all because of Ozempic, all because it was a failure. I mean, you can't say when 65% of the population is obese. The government says it's 50%, but I can prove it's more. And still 50% is pretty bad, because then they say there's, another 30% that's overweight. Whatever it is, you just have to look and you know that this has been a failure. There are now 5 eating disorders. 5. So, at any rate, amnesty is a really good thing. And I'm glad people are coming back. And I think some of it is they want the physical mind affiliation. We're so much easier than all the other organizations, who in my opinion are totally uptight. And we have so many new things to offer you Everything's changing, so you have to change. And changing is not doing reformer classes. I'm sorry. I did the first one in 1993 or four, I think. I remember. Everyone hated it. And now that's all there is. And I wonder when it will start to decline, because it will, because that's what happens. And we're seeing people recognizing how these products have so many uses for today's bodies, which is what we're talking about. So that's Amnesty, and everybody who was certified by Physical Mind can pick up that option and then bring their certification up to date, and then have 2 years before they have to do more CECs. And of course, we're always very creative with that and help people to do things that are relevant to them. And of course, bridging, unlike everyone else, ours is really just a simple exam. So those are the two programs that we're going to be promoting really having people understand. I mean, they're clear on the website, but people have questions, so that's why I'm doing this. The other thing is, there are people who own studios who want to be teacher trainers. And as you know, once this certification thing got going, I mean, every major company, Polestar and Bozzi and Peak and Balance Body and Power Pilates and on, grabbed a person or maybe two in every city, everywhere. So if you were not in that, you missed out on becoming a teacher trainer. Not so anymore, because we took all our materials and we've made them available. And even though I don't believe that teacher training is so popular now, there are plenty of instructors, as we know. If you have your own studio and you have some people who want to do it, maybe their clients have been with you for 10 years and they just want to call themselves a Pilates teacher, or you need somebody to teach and you want to train that person, it's very valuable, especially, you know, at the price, which is normally $3,500, and until May 16th, it's $2,500. And again, that's just to bring people into what we offer. But it is still the traditional way of teaching people all the exercises on all the apparatus. That was what we differed from everyone else, which was, except for what they call classical. But anyway, that was Graz equipment, so that doesn't count. But, you know, we taught the exercises simultaneously on all the apparatus and on the mat, because they're really, you know, there's only... You can count rotation two ways and lateral bending two ways, but basically we've got 11, maybe fewer exercises, which is a flexion, extension, rotation, lateral bending, neutral. That's it. And everything else is just some choreography. And what Joe did was figure out interesting exercises, most of them very complex, to showcase his apparatus. He didn't create an exercise that couldn't be done on the reformer and the Cadillac and the chair. So everyone should keep that in mind. Anyway, hope to see you soon, because we're doing well and we hope we can help you. Bye-bye.